talking now with Ross Kennedy of Allegro LSA, and Allegro is one of those aircraft that has actually been around for a little while. Welcome to the show, Ross.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about what's been going on with the Allegro LSA.
Well, a lot of exciting things are happening in Allegro LSA. We have moved our manufacturing from the Czech Republic to the United States. We're now manufacturing and have been for about a year now in the Littleton area of North Carolina. We have some very exciting stuff going on. We have just broken ground on our new manufacturing facility at the Halifax County Airport in that area right there near Roanoke Rapids. And so we've already been producing a number of airplanes. We've been working for about a year now actually producing airplanes, and we've got some exciting new things that are happening to the airplane. Most of it is small cosmetic changes, little technical details that should have been done a long time ago to make a fine plane just absolutely fantastic. This aircraft is capable of climbing at about 1,000 feet a minute, cruises at about 120 miles an hour, and it does it on 3.5 gallons of 87 octane auto fuel an hour. It's just an absolutely phenomenal airplane to fly. Best trainer I have ever taught in, ever.
Well, that's saying a lot, and you are the chief flight instructor for Allegro LSA, and also a test pilot for the manufacturer.
That's correct. I have the great honor of flying all the new airplanes that come off the line and get to test them out to make sure that they're flying within the performance specifications of the pilot's operating handbook. Some of the performance standards that it meets is a landing roll of about 330 feet, a takeoff roll of about 450 feet, and some of the maneuvers that this thing is capable of doing, it'll do a 360-degree turn in as little as a 250-foot diameter.
Wow, that's impressive. We see that in the air show out here, but it's usually high-G jet fighters.
Pretty much. That's about how this thing flies. It is a textbook trainer. It has perfect adverse yaw, just like you'd see in the textbook. My students can hop in anything and seem to fly it very, very well because my students know how a rudder works. We've had people that have gone from the Allegro into tail draggers transition very quickly. We've had people that have flown other aircraft and hop into the Allegro, and it takes them a little bit of time to get used to it.
Tell me a little bit about, I'm looking at your brochure. You have, it looks like, three different versions of the aircraft.
We have a classic trainer, which is basically your old steam gauges.
Uh-huh.
That aircraft is priced just right for the beginner. We're able to do, with our airplane, about $40,000 less expensively than any other aircraft that is comparable in the speed and payload. Our payload is about 680 pounds. We can carry two 240-pound guys, 55 pounds of cargo, full fuel, and still have some change left over.
Wow, that's impressive. And then the next step up is the Voyager.
Now, the Voyager series is using the 10-inch Dynon screen, and that's phenomenal. We've got Mode-S capability. We have, basically, we're next-gen compliant already. So with the Mode-S capability, we have TCAS. We can see the other traffic around us. And now with the advent of the additional module, we're now going to have weather capability, ADS-B weather capability on the Dynon screens.
Wow, that's very, very, very cool. And then the last version here is the Executive.
The Executive model is actually going to have two 7-inch Dynon screens, giving you the redundancy of a second system.
So this is what we're talking about is really an avionics difference.
Absolutely. The main difference in this airplane is the avionics. But we've got this thing set up so top of the line is still under $100,000.
So tell me, Ross, how many Allegros are flying now?
We have about 500 of them worldwide flying. There are about 60 in the United States that are flying, and we have just spooled up the manufacturing, so we're working on number 5 right now.
So you're producing these in the U.S. for the American market, and they're still producing them over in Europe?
That is correct.
Okay, I see. Is there any difference between the two aircraft? Other than that one's built here and one's built there.
We are actually upgrading the systems of the aircraft. We have moved from push rods for the elevator to a push-pull cable. It reduces our manufacturing time by a couple of days, and it also has fewer moving parts. So we are continually trying to upgrade the systems and make the aircraft a little more efficient. We use reflex technology that gives us a little bit of a better edge on cruise speed, and we have a 50-degree flap setting that allows us to come down at 900 feet a minute at 70 miles an hour. Add a full slip to that, and you're coming in at 1,300 to 1,400 feet a minute. This thing is an absolute joy to fly. It is very sporty. It's been called a Maserati of the sky.
Maserati of the sky, I like that. And it looks like standard equipment is Rotax 912, huh?
Absolutely. We're using the Rotax 912 engine with the 80 horsepower. You can put the 100 horsepower in it. That's fine. But I personally like burning 87 octane auto fuel at 3.5 gallons an hour. In our flight school, we're actually burning 2.8 gallons an hour. And I've talked to two other flight schools this week that are burning between 2.5 and 2.7.
Okay. And how about pricing points? Are they pretty competitive with the other LSAs that are in there?
If you're comparing apples to apples and other airplanes that will perform like this aircraft, you are going to find that we are about $40,000 less expensive.
Ross, tell us how, if you bought this airplane, you would get it serviced.
Well, an LSA repairman can do the work. An A&P mechanic can do the work. We recommend the LSA repairman. They're more familiar with light sport airplanes. Our annual inspections are typically running $300 to $500.
That's in line with a Cub or a Champ or any another manufactured light sport from the past. So that's right in line there. Well, thank you very much for introducing us to your aircraft, Ross, and good luck with it here at the show. And we invite everybody to come over who might be listening and check it out.
Well, I hope you can have some of these guys come down and check out our factory. We're doing some amazing things. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Dan Johnson, it's been another wonderful hour over here on Light Sport, another year, 2012. One more day for On the Fly, my show. We'll be at the Seaplane Base tomorrow. But I always enjoy wrapping out the week. You know, Friday is Friday, and we spend it here every year, and it's always a joy to come visit you.
And we really appreciate that you do that, bring the On the Fly down here to us, because we kind of feel like we're sort of the guys out there in the grass fields enjoying our airplanes. Not that a lot of others don't, too, but we're definitely all about having fun in airplanes, and we try our best at it, and I think we're doing pretty good. But I did want to make one more mention, because we had Larry Gehrig didn't say too much about Cushing Field, but since we're near it here, there's a neat little airport near Chicago. Chicago is a huge metro area with, what is it, 8 million people or something?
A lot of airports, too.
And we want to encourage people to go there. He's located just to the west of Chicago. And a nice little one of those grass fields that you just doesn't have a big black TSA fence around it.
Oh, that's nice.
You got to kind of like those sort of places.
Oh, I like this photo.
And they did some nice stuff for him at EAA, put him on the cover of what was then Sport Pilot magazine. But just a friendly little airport. It's where Larry Gehrig does his training in the Quicksilver. They've also got some torpedoes there, some other light sport aircraft, and they just have fun, which is what flying really is all about in a big way.
And it looks like the identifier is Oscar Charlie 8, and is it open to the public?
Yes, sure, sure. They welcome people in there. You know, same protocol as any good airport where you make sure you keep your nose clean and do the right stuff, but go on down there and fly. And lots of other good things, if I can be so self-aggrandizing, is to promote my own website. We have a thing on bydanjohnson.com called the FIRM list. FIRM stands for Flight Instruction, Rental, and Maintenance. It's a free resource. Anybody can find over 400 places around the USA where you can find one of those services for light aircraft and light sport aircraft, flight instruction, rental, and maintenance. So check that out at my website, bydanjohnson.com. And thanks so much for coming back to us.
And thank you, Dan, for joining us on EAA Radio.